But no, we're just in looking at it too. Conversion. Now, I asked us to do something, right? Right? Now take an assessment of it. I told you to mark the time you yielded. How easy were you able to yield? How easy was it? How long did it take you? Amen. Some of us wanted to hold the person's hand first and think. How easy were you able to yield? Amen. How easy were you able to yield to Revelation gate? Now, mark it. Where would I go? Amen. So I'm asking you. When I said flow revelation, did you flow immediately? Almost immediately. No, you just not almost immediately. I saw you. Amen. Amen. Well, not almost immediately. I saw everybody here. I didn't see anybody get at it immediately. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. And I said to us, you have to watch it. How easy. You know, the life of the believer is a life of control. Amen. You must put control and checks. Glory to God. If you don't easily get into the things of the Spirit, then it's a cause for concern. Glory to God. The believer is one who, you know how someone falls sick and he quickly goes for checkup, right? Right? Goes for checkup, checks himself. Is it malaria? Is it typhoid? Right? Right? As a believer, you should know those signs, those symptoms of rustiness. You should know those symptoms. Hallelujah. Just like yielding, like this. Yielding. Glory to God. Yielding in a believer's meeting. So, I ask you this question. If someone comes to me and they say, I need to get a word, how easy do you flow? You know, it's little by little. It's taking you 10 seconds to flow. It's taking you 15. It's taking you 30. Like that, it will take you one. In fact, somebody will go, sorry, and say, oh, let's just pray about it. And there's, I'll get back to you. It's not taking you days to yield to the Holy Ghost. Hope you're hearing me. And it shouldn't be that way. Those are symptoms that you need to do something about it. Hallelujah. Hope you're hearing me. Those are symptoms that you need to do something about it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Why some other people, they already have templates in their head. Where they have templates in their head. That is the worst form of rustiness. It's what somebody told you last week. Because you are not ministering to the person. You're not telling it to another person. That's rustiness. See, you should know when you are getting rusty. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, take note of this sign because we're going to get to look at some things critically today. Amen. Take note of this sign. I say, one, how easy did you yield? Now, when you now finally yielded, what were you saying? Was it a predetermined thought? I mean, no, let me not start from predetermined thought. Was it what somebody has said to you that you're not saying to them, or what you said sometimes to someone else, you're not saying to another person? Yeah, since nobody knows this. It's not Sister Ayo that I told. It was Ada that I told last time. Let me just quickly just freestyle it to Sister Ayo. There's a call to prayer and to stand firm the same way. Sister Ayo might not know you are rusty, but you know you are not feeling fine. Hope you hear me. She might not know. Is a call to step in and step out. stepping and stepping, because he said it last week. I remember when he said it last week, the person he said it to actually took the word, right? That was the word. I say, oh, everybody is the key, step in and step out. There's no such thing, hallelujah, as a key to it. No. Lord of God. I was coming here today, I was on the bike and I was flying down here and I was saying, Lord, my mouth is full with your utterance and with full of your revelation. That's what I was saying. I was coming here today. I can't predetermine what to say. Amen. Amen. And I'm having, you know, there's a free flow of your spirit in our midst. Through me and through everyone. Hallelujah. How about that? Lord of God said there's a free flow of the things of the spirit through me today, tonight. Amen. That's how you get prepared for meetings. That's how you start your day. Hallelujah. Remember, I told you, I'm coming back to what I was saying. I told you that the way you get into the things of the spirit is by your words. Your words are vital. That's how you key. Glory to God. That's how you key. Amen. Amen. Let me get back to what I was saying. Amen. Amen. So, I said, I've spoken about two. Then the third one is people predetermining what they will say. Oh, Holy Ghost meeting. You are in the list. I say, okay. You are already thinking of, okay, if I see anybody, I'll just start with, there's a call to pray and stand in and stand out. You have predetermined what you want to say in the Holy Ghost meeting. Ha ha! Rust, that's the worst of it. Amen. 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 Because that is not the Holy Ghost speaking. It's you, your mind, your head. Amen. In the Holy Ghost meeting. No, you can't be that way. Glory to God. Amen. That's the height of it. That is, you know, when a high fever has gotten to 200, you need drip immediately. You need serious drip. Hope you're hearing me. When you begin, when there's that, so what would you do if that thought, tries to come? You wage it. Amen. You don't predetermine it. This is a Holy Ghost meeting. My mouth is filled with God's word. Hallelujah. I'll get the word for the now in the Holy Ghost meeting. I'm yielded to God's spirit. Glory to God. Not predetermining it. Not writing the sentence in your head. Hallelujah. Therefore, I'll get back to some things I said. Glory to God. The school of the spirit. I'll get back to some things that I said in the course of the meeting. In the course of this meeting, Genesis 1. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So I said, the things of the spirit is not a distant away. Hallelujah. It's heaven and the earth. Heaven is used for the supernatural. What we call the spiritual. It's a heaven and the earth in the same place. Amen. So the things of the spirit is not a distant away. No. No. For the believers, the things of the spirit are the realities of our spirit. We saw how easily in the Old Testament books, they were able to have these interactions with the things of the spirit, sight and sound, right? It was easy. It was easy. And I said, why don't we see it in our world or why don't we see it as much as we saw it in the Old Testament books, also in the New Testament books? Amen. I'm getting them. Why don't we see it like that today? I said, because of what has been said on the pulpit. It's not hard to know. Amen. I was sharing with my friend in Abuja a couple of days ago. And I said to him, that's what money gospel does. I said to him. Amen. I said, that's what money gospel does. There's only one thing that Jesus actually placed. Jesus didn't even place worship of idols. He said, you can't serve God and mammon. Amen. And he referred to money. And that's what money gospel has done. Seriously. And everybody is now concerned. Recently, I was seeing some videos. Some people are now concerned about whether it's 10% or the bar has been increased to 100%. What is the problem? Amen. It's just about money. So the things of the spirit are not taken away from the pulpit. My friend said something. He said, there is something he has observed over time that when it comes to that what people try to do, I'm just saying, telling you, I'm talking to my church, right? What people try to do, this is from my friend, send it to me. He said, what people try to do is, they now rebrand the gospel and make it about doing well in the natural. And I think the gospel just talks about how you can do well in the natural, just natural, get a good job, how to be, you know, natural things, natural affairs. That's what has been rebranded as gospel. But whereas the gospel is far beyond that, and that's true. I agree with him. I couldn't agree less. Amen. I couldn't agree less. Amen. There was no way I was going to see him and they would talk any other thing. That's not ministry. That's what our friendship is built on. Amen. Our friendship is built on God's word. On God's word. Amen. So we had about two to two hours, 30 minutes or thereabout on God's word with him. Just talking nothing but God's word. Amen. Amen. So he said that, like, I couldn't agree less with you. Because that's the truth. These things are of the pulpit. So sometimes, many people don't have those experiences. But anybody who tells you that those experiences are not in the New Testament book is telling you a lie. Because we'll have those experiences there. Hallelujah. Hope you hear me. It's everywhere there. So no, God only revealed himself in such format in the Old Testament. No. No. And he's still revealing himself till today. Hallelujah. Amen. How many of you have been having experiences? Those of you that are workers. Having experiences after workers' conversion. How many of you? Let me see your hands. You're having experiences, right? Right? Sometimes when you have, if those experiences were like vision-like kind of experiences, you discover that somewhere when you wake up from the vision, you might not remember the details of it, but you knew you had experience. Right? Right? Aha. We're going to get there. Hallelujah. But you had experience. Glory to God. The life of a Christian is a life of experiences. And God wants us to have these experiences. I said it in Kaduna. I said, God wants us to have the experiences. Why? For the gospel's sake. Hallelujah. He wants us to have the experience. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I said, you can't take away those experiences. In fact, the Old Testament books are full of experiences. You know, you can't run away from it. In Adam, Genesis, you have experiences. Adam, if you get to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Ivat, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, children of Israel, they had encounters. Did you know that? Amen. Encounters. Glory to God. I like that. The prophets did. Everybody had encounters. Now, sometimes, let's just tackle some of those people, some of those things that people will see. Look at the book of Acts. I'd like to tell you that the book of Acts is full of encounters. It's full of encounters. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Then we'll get to the major thing I want to show you today. There's something else I want to show us. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Acts 2:1. And the day of Pentecost. And when the day of Pentecost was come, right, was fully come, they were in one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were seated. And there appeared to them cloven tongues as of fire, and sat on each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And spoke in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, watch that word. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. Watch it. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, you know, a first person, the experiencer of this cannot say, I was filled with the Holy Ghost. Hope you know that. It's usually the third party's report that you find filled with the Holy Ghost. Why? Because there was something that was seen. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. You understand that? You understand what I'm saying, right? That means a third party will see something. Say, this guy is filled with the Holy Ghost. It's also saying, this person is filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Now, here's what they say. He said, they appeared unto them, cloven tongues as of fire. Cloven tongues as of fire. And sat on each of them. Glory to God. I said, this is not me reducing it. Amen. They were tongues of fire on them. Glory to God. And the third party saw it. When the third party was to write about it. Right? How did he see it? In their response. Amen. Amen. So when you hear being filled with the Holy Ghost, it's more of what someone saw. Hallelujah. Hope you're hearing me. Being filled with the Holy Ghost is more of what someone saw. Oh, this one is filled with the Holy Ghost. Many times, among believers, it comes out from utterance. You see utterance filled with the Holy Ghost. Activities. Hope you're hearing me. Activities. Glory to God. And take note, the writer here was not there. Luke wasn't there. So that means if Luke would say, they are better than divided tongues as of fire, that means he was told that. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. He was told. So that means in that experience they had, you could equate that experience with Exodus 19 experience. Glory to God. Amen. Hope you're hearing me. They took something upon. And something was seen. Evidenced. Hope you're hearing me. Something was seen. I said, this is fire-like. Hallelujah. Hope you're following that. So they had an experience with God's Spirit. These guys have never spoken in tongues before. They've not even seen the prototype before. Hope you're hearing me. Hope you're with me. They've not seen the prototype. They didn't see it from Jesus. Jesus didn't speak in tongues. Did you see anywhere where Jesus spoke in tongues? You say, okay, they saw Jesus speak in tongues. No. Jesus is speaking tongues. Glory to God. Hope you're following me. So you can see how divine this is. Remember one time one of my friends said Jesus spoke in Acts 3. Acts 4. Many times you think the experience just receded to Acts 2 and Acts 4. Acts 2 and Acts 4. No, not true. Look at 29. It says, and now behold their threatenings. And God ordered that servant that with all boldness they may speak their word, but sending forth their hand to heal. And the signs and wonders were done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaking where they were assembled together. The place was shaking. Hallelujah. So that means they saw something. Hope you're hearing me. Something was felt. Glory to God. So that means in the Holy Ghost meeting, there are no quiet people. Hope you're hearing me. I know quiet people. In a Holy Ghost meeting. Sorry. Hope you're hearing me. I know quiet people. We saw in Acts 19 that there were sounds of trumpets. So that means you hear voices. Hallelujah. In tongues, right? 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 Spirit-filled voices. Right? Spirit-led voices. Right? Right? Spirit-led movement. Rejoicing. Right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that will be called the Holy Ghost is moving. So, the life of the believer is... See, the Christian life is a charismatic life. What am I hearing? It's a charismatic life. Is that? And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Watch it. All filled with the Holy Ghost and spoke the word of God with boldness. Did you see the reason for the experience? the word. Boldness. And in chapter 5 verse 12, we saw something. Come on. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders. Did you see that? This is the effect of the Holy Ghost meeting. Boldness to minister the things of the Spirit. Boldness to minister the things of the Spirit. Because the things of the Spirit are ministered. The things of the Spirit are ministered. I told us. We're getting there. The things of the Spirit are ministered. How? They are ministered by the laying on of hands. I've dropped my notes. I don't have any notes in this teaching. So I'm just talking to us as I'm led. Amen. The things of the Spirit are ministered by the laying on of hands. We're going to see some. So that means the same hands in Mark 16. Where say you lay your hands on the sick and the sick will recover. Right? It is the same laying on of hands for the sick to be healed. It is the same laying on of hands that the things of the Spirit are ministered with. Amen? Amen. It's not two kinds, so. It's the two kinds of laying hands. No, it is the same laying on of hands. That the sick get healed and the things of the Spirit are ministered. So that means there's something about the hands of the believers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The same hands. The same hands. Look at chapter 6. Let's see the hands laid. Verses 4. It says, we will give ourselves continually to pray unto the ministry of the word. And the saying pleased the whole multitude. And they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Ghost. And Philip. And Prochorus. And Nicol. And Timon. Right? Verse 6. Whom they all set before the apostles. And when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. Watch it. Now, first of all, they were full of the Holy Ghost. Stephen and the rest were full of the Holy Ghost, right? So how did they know that those guys were full of the Holy Ghost? How did they know that those guys were full of the Holy Ghost? That means they saw something, right? They've seen it over time, right? And these guys are always being full. Now, will you show in how they flow with the things of the Spirit? Amen. Stop, everybody. Stop. Look up. Now, I sense in my spirit to say this. When it comes to the things of the Spirit, don't be... You remember I told us to stand on the edge. Stay on the edge. I'm getting there. It's part of what I said I was going to show us. Staying on the edge. I told us to always stay on the edge. Staying on the edge. See, how will I know that this brother is staying on the edge? When it comes to the things of the Spirit, don't be conservative. What are you hearing me? Flow with the things of the Spirit. Don't be conservative. See, flow with the things of the Spirit can be wild. What are you hearing me? It can be very wild. You know, when it comes to teaching the word, you say, no, the things of the Spirit, the practice of the things of the Spirit can be very wild. And when you say, this guy is always full of the Holy Ghost, that means I see it in how he wants to minister. You see that eagerness. Amen. You know when they say, now, flow one another, you are for waiting. You are looking for who to. Amen. Amen. So flow one another. You know you are quickly. Haha. You know, immediately. Everybody sees that eagerness. Amen. You see that eagerness. Not eagerness and then you are eager and then you have nothing to say. You know, there's always something to say. Amen. The eagerness is not because you want somebody to see you. The eagerness is because you are really full of the Holy Ghost. What are you hearing me? Amen. 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 Because you are really full of the Holy Ghost. Full of the Holy Ghost. Full of the Holy Ghost. I was in a meeting yesterday evening. And then, we just sit there and Apostle Shev just said, everybody stand up, minister. Like, I know that it was going to be time. And then, immediately, he said, step out and meet someone. I just step out and meet someone, and then I flew. And at the end, Apostle Shev said, time it. How long did it take it to you? Did you see that? How long? What I just asked us to do. And I said, this is what I'm actually teaching them, teaching us in church. How long did it take you to heal? How long? How long did it take you to heal? That slack, cut it off. So that eagerness to want to minister the things of the Spirit is not because you have it predetermined. No. Because you know that when you get to meet the person, you are ready, right, to receive words for the person immediately. Remember I said, maybe it was in Kaduna. Before I said it again in Kaduna. When you come to a meeting like this, right, in the spirit, there are words. Amen. Words for people. So I want you to understand that you are in the spirit. Right? I showed you that. You are in the spirit. You're a man of the spirit. You're spiritual. Right? Now, in the spirit, you don't lack words. Hope you're hearing me. There are always things to see. There are always things to pick from the Spirit of God. So that's why I told you, the things of the Spirit are not distant away from you. No. No. I could, in the Spirit now, pick out instructions. Amen. 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 They're not distant from you. Glory to God. I was ministering to someone in Kaduna, one by each. I was laying here. So I went to someone's side and then I spoke to the person's ears and the person heard me. After the service, he came to me and said, "So how do you know?" I said, "How can you tell me how do I know? I'm your pastor and I'm in the spirit. Why wouldn't I know?" Amen. Amen. He says, "In dealing with this people, don't worry, it's gone." "How did you know, sir?" "I did not know. I wanted to learn, so yeah, then I saw it." Amen. Hope you're hearing me. Then I saw it. Listen. Just be in the spirit. You're not far from me. Hope you're with me. Hope you're with me. Okay, I'm still trying to think how I got here. Oh, in Acts 5. So I said, Acts 6, sorry. They lay hands on them. So, okay, I remember how I got there. Stephen full of the Holy Ghost, meaning they saw something. How he yields to the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How he yields. He's full of the Holy Ghost. He's full of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to share some things with us on Sunday, just like this too. Amen. Amen. Just like this. I have some other things I want to share with us on Sunday. Amen. About this. Being full of the Holy Ghost. And that is the kind of life I want us to have. Not just in church. Amen. You are always ready to share the things of the Spirit. Always ready to flow with the things of the Spirit. It's just that boldness. Amen. Can you share? Yeah. Amen. You know, there's a time when you say, before you share, speak in tongues. Then you interpret, right? Whoever speak in tongues for 5 minutes, blah, 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 shoulder, blah, blah. You are in preschool. Amen. Amen. But now you should be handling some strong stuff. You don't expect to be reading the A, B. Auntie my arms. Auntie my arms. How? At age 17. At age 17, you should be making sentences. Amen. Glory to God. Hope you are with me. Hope you are with me. Glory to God. So they saw something about Stephen. That's why they say he's full of the Holy Ghost. In Acts 7, we saw it again. Stephen, full of the Holy Ghost. What did he do? What did he do in Acts 7? Full of the Holy Ghost. He had visions. Listen, he had visions. Visions. So the believer, even when it comes to visions. It's not a height. It's not a realm. Hope you are with me. Hope you are with me. No. It's not a realm. You know, Peter says, your sons and your daughters shall see visions. Hallelujah. That means visions is for the believer. It's for the believer. I say, I don't know whether, if I can see visions. No, you should. Amen. Now, I'm trying my best not to get into some other things that I've reserved for November. Especially when it comes to visions. Do you now reserve visions for dreams? No, visions. You will see. Amen. Amen. So your only time for vision is going dream. I'm permitting you. But you should come out of that way. Amen. Don't wait till tonight. Where's the visions? How? That means there are a lot of things clouding your mind. So it's that now when you are sleeping that you are now at rest. And then you see. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. No, you shouldn't. Glory to God. Hallelujah. These are not ways. No. These are things of our spirit. Glory to God. Say, I'm yielding. I'm yielded to the Spirit of God and to the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Now let's get to why I got to Acts 6. It says, and they laid hands on them. Watch it. They laid hands on them. They laid hands on them. Now what will happen when they lay hands on them? And the word of the Lord increased. Did you see that? Can you see that? Word of the Lord increased and there was multiplication. Hope you are seeing that. Hope you are seeing that. That means the things of the Spirit were communicated by the laying on of hands. They were to serve tables though. Don't forget that. They were to serve tables. Their role is to serve tables. But by the laying on of hands, did you see what has happened? They laid on there to tap tables. And then, they caught the things of the Spirit much more. And then ministry was bettered on them. Did you see that? Amen. When hands are laid. I love what Pastor Shegu said. I've heard him say this twice. And I heard it yesterday again. Now, he said, listen. The things of the Spirit, or being full of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost baptism, I guess I should use that. The Holy Ghost baptism is to stir up ministry. Amen. There is nobody who has experienced the Holy Ghost baptism, right? And you didn't find the person in ministry. That's the stirring. That's why he gave us the Holy Ghost. In Acts 1:8, he said, you receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Remember that the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You receive power after the Holy Ghost. He said, you'll be witnesses unto me. That is it. Did you see that? You'll be witnesses. So that experience is for ministry. What are we following now? Acts. Okay. I'm going to Acts 7. So it's on Acts 8, verse 14. Now the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word. They sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. They prayed that they might receive the Lord. Were yet falling on any of them, and said that they were baptized in the name of the Lord. And then they laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through the laying of the apostles here, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. Simon saw something. I said this also in Workers' Convention, right? Simon saw something by the laying on of hands. You see that? So by the laying on of hands, the sick get healed. By the same laying on of hands, the things of the Spirit are ministered. You see that? The Holy Ghost fell. That means Simon saw something. Amen. Amen. So don't joke with the laying on of hands. Amen. The things of the Spirit are communicated via the laying on of hands. It can be casual. Amen. You know, it can just be as casual as just getting to somebody and just touching the person like this. Amen. It can just be that casual. Glory to God. But the things of the Spirit are communicated. He will be sensitive to that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't be sensitive to that. Things of the Spirit are communicated. Glory to God. Are you following me? Now communicating. You could feel a pressure on your hands, right? When I lifted up my hands. Like a pressure. Those are the things of the Spirit communicated. Amen. They're communicated. And you know another thing? Don't be passive when it comes to the things of the spirit. Be very active. Amen. You see, the things of the spirit are communicated and they are also caught. It can be communicated and not caught. Hope you're hearing me. Hope you're hearing me. Amen. Amen. Take note. The things of the spirit can be communicated and not caught. Like he, I laid hands on him. He just smiled. Was communicated. He felt it, but was not caught. This is school. Amen. Amen. Was not caught. It was not caught. So how do I catch it? You catch the things of the spirit actively. Amen. Let me show you something. Amen. Amen. Okay. Amen. It's active. Sometimes it comes with a shout. You are catching something. Amen. It's active. Amen. Glory to God. So that is why sometimes you see some people meet and they're shouting, ah! You think it's, they are catching something. Amen. It's about laying a hold on something. Amen. Amen. Obey with me. So don't be passive about it. So in the Holy Ghost meeting, we don't have silent people. No. Paul warned about it. He said, if you don't have anything to say, say speak in tongues. Amen. Because you can't be quiet in the Holy Ghost meeting. No. We're talking about the things of the spirit being communicated like this. Amen. Is it the things of the spirit? They are caught. They are communicated and they are caught. And it's usually active. Amen. You can't have... Okay, now. Can you catch the things of the spirit? Okay. They are active. Amen. You know, they're active. You catch it actively. So, that means when Paul laid hands... Listen. When Paul laid hands... Simon saw something. Now I say, I see something. What's that with me? Amen. So if you are having current walk through you, it's a Holy Ghost meeting. Amen. You are having the current walk through you, it's a Holy Ghost meeting. Amen. Amen. Simon saw something. That by the laying on of hands, the Holy Ghost was given. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Acts 19. Let's see something in Acts 19. Those who are under the power, if you could see it, fine. If you can't, just stare at your hand and hear us. Amen. Acts 19. Look at this. Paul met some people. Now, look at what Paul said in verse 2. He said to them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Why would Paul ask them this question? Have you received the Holy Ghost? Maybe he saw 12 guys. Right? They were trying to do ministry. And then, that means he didn't see something. Now they say, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Paul didn't meet them playing. Paul didn't meet them playing swell. He didn't meet them playing PS5 or PS4. No. He met them in the walk. And then he asked them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? So that means there was no activeness in their work. There was something Paul wasn't seeing. Amen. So he asked them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? That means Paul wasn't seeing something. There's something about the Holy Ghost is somewhere. The Holy Ghost is somewhere and you can't be quiet. Amen. The Holy Ghost is somewhere, you won't be quiet. Amen. Amen. The Holy Ghost is here. Amen. Amen. You can't be quiet. The Holy Ghost is over. You can't be quiet. No. No. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So he asked them, have you received the Holy Ghost? That means they didn't see something. He didn't see something. Glory to God. He didn't see something. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So they said, we've not heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. No wonder your meeting was like that. No wonder your Holy Ghost meeting was like that. Your Holy Ghost meeting was not the use of water, and they are drinking water. Holy Ghost is here. Hello? He's here. I see. Glory to God. Holy Ghost is here. Woo! Glory. Glory. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. You can't be in the Holy Ghost meeting. And then they are talking. They are saying, we don't know whether there is any Holy Ghost. But in the Holy Ghost meeting. So he spoke to them. Look at verses 5. Acts 19:5. Just follow me. It says, when they heard these things, they were baptized in the name of the Lord. And when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Ghost came upon them and they spoke in tongues. The Holy Ghost came upon them, meaning something was seen. Hallelujah. You know, these guys became, they all became pastors. But when the Holy Ghost, when hands were laid, the Holy Ghost came on them. Amen. There's something about, you say, the Holy Ghost has fallen here. The Holy Ghost has fallen here. We are not just sitting and looking at people. It's the Holy Ghost has fallen. Amen. Amen. The Holy Ghost has fallen. In Acts 10, Bible says, why Peter yet spake? The Holy Ghost there. The Holy Ghost said, if they saw something, they all started speaking in tongues. The Holy Ghost has fallen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. Amen. They're talking about the Holy Ghost as well. Amen. The Holy Ghost man. That's something about our heads. We want blessed people with it. We communicate the things of the Spirit. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. So we can have the same thing here. Right? Right? Okay, let's go. You know the Spirit that communicated? Woo! Glory to God. You know the Spirit that communicated? Amen. They are not just seeing, they are cops. They are cops. Amen. Amen. They are cops. Matalabati. They are cops. These are the Spirit of cops. These are the Spirit of cops. Yes, they are cops. By the power of God. These are the Spirit of cops. They are cops. These are the Spirit of cops. By the power of God. Woo! These are the Spirit, they are caught. They are caught. They are communicated and caught. Amen. Amen. Look up, everybody, where you are. If you can sit, you sit. If you can't sit, just stay where you are. Amen. So, like I said, the things of the Spirit are communicated and are caught. Look at Acts 13. Acts 13. Woo! Go. Acts 13. In a man, they were in a church at Antioch, certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manden, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. As the minister to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, pray to me, Barnabas, over the Saul, work which I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed, They laid their hands on them and sent them. They laid their hands for ministry. Hallelujah. Amen. So laying of hands is important for the Holy Ghost to fall. Amen. For the Holy Ghost to fall. And we receive this much more. Amen. Amen. Now, you know where you are? You know what we're going to do now? Right? Right? I didn't get into what I predetermined to teach you. But here's what we're going to do. Look up, everybody. Look up, everybody. While you are still in tongues, walk up to someone and flow by the Spirit. Now, watch how easy you flow. Walk up to someone, flow by the Spirit. Watch how easy you flow now. And compare with the first time. And now you do it with that eagerness. Walk up to someone. And then you flow. Quick. Don't be scared. Just flow immediately. Like, let's see that Holy Ghost. You know, you flow. Okay. Yeah, that's true. That's it. That's it. Immediately. Hey. Yabalaba, shabalaba de. Kose, kese, kasa. Watch that swiftness. That swiftness. Minister as one full of the Holy Ghost. 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 See me. See me. Flow with her. Huh? Yeah. Flow immediately. You flow immediately. You know, you don't select anybody because they are one from God's will for that person immediately. Just move. So you speak by God's Spirit. You speak by God's Spirit. You have the capacity to speak by God's Spirit. We have the capacity to speak by God's Spirit. Let me see that swiftness. They don't like I've shared one and I've stopped. No. They are words in the Spirit. So you can always speak there. You can pick there and flow. You minister by the Spirit of God. Thank you. That's it. Amen. 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 How did you flow? Did you see the swiftness? Did you see the swiftness? See, I'm active in the things of the Spirit. I'm active in the things of the Spirit. In the things of the Spirit. They just thank the Lord. Just thank the Lord for what you've received. Hallelujah. Woo! I'm active. Hallelujah. So I communicate the things of the Spirit by the laying on of hands. I understand the things of the Spirit are communicated through my hands. I make use of it. I make use of it. I make use of it. Every day. Every day. Every day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just thank him. Just thank him. Just